morning starts anew, and with a shiny dew, everything's covered. The sunny sky is clear, the darkness is not here, the new day is coming.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Salty Canadian Podcast. I just want to apologize for the major delay in getting another episode out, as I had posted on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Between being sick, there was also a personal financial issue, so I wasn't able to pay my hosting fees, but now we are back up and running. I have just released a Patreon-only episode, so for $2, you'll get a weekly Patreon-only episode. So for the rest of March and April, I will be doing some movie reviews on there. So all you have to do is go to patreon.com/thesaltycanadian and subscribe at the $2 level, and that will get you your bonus episodes. And please make sure, if you do that, to go ahead and leave your address, and I will send you a sticker with whatever stickers I have left. And I am very grateful to Karen Wickham of Stat Podcast, as she has been a contributor since I started Patreon, and also since I started my podcast. So make sure you go ahead and check her out. Anyways, today we're going to be discussing, I believe that I said in the last episode, is 28 of the most Canadian crimes ever committed. So if you want to, feel free and just leave me a message on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram on what you think the most Canadian crime ever is, go ahead and do so. So all of these are off BuzzFeed, posted back of January 2016, so it's not the most up-to-date, but some of them are pretty funny. I will throw the link in the show notes if you would like to check them out. So first, we have the legendary maple syrup heist of 2012. So, in 2012, Quebec police were on the hunt for a sticky-fingered thief after millions of dollars of maple syrup vanished from a Quebec warehouse. The theft was discovered during a routine inventory check at the St. Louis de Bladford warehouse, where maple syrup was being temporarily held. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, which is responsible for the global strategic maple syrup reserve, initially kept the news quiet, hoping it would help the police solve the crime very quickly. Number two, the far less legendary maple syrup sidewalk pour of 2015. So a man was arrested for pouring maple syrup on a sidewalk. So this took place in Hamilton, Ontario, after people reportedly poured a sticky liquid on the ground and realized it was maple syrup, and then arrested the man responsible, charging him with mischief. Quote, "Cause resources to have to be deployed to clean this stuff up, unquote, Constable Steve Walton told CBC. This seems to be a lot of maple syrup. Number three, the original maple syrup theft of 1879 saw that J.H. Hagen and T. Sanders were arrested for taking maple syrup. kind of funny. But basically, they were charged back then for stealing maple syrup. Number four, a break and enter that was the result of someone leaving out an enticing bag of chips. So this is a headline and a little story. Beckoning potato chips leads to arrest for break and enter. Natchez police arrest two young women Tuesday morning after a drunken bout of the munchies appeared to a homeowner as a frightening break and enter. A lone resident in the 2900 block of Foley Bay Road was awoken by her growling chihuahua and then heard strange voices in her home around 3:15 a.m., says Natchez police. Scared but determined to call the police, the homeowner carefully crept into her living room, retrieved her cell phone, and whispered her plight to a 911 operator. The police units quickly cordoned off the area and brought in a police dog to track the thieves. Officers soon found two highly intoxicated females, 22 and 24 years old. It turns out the homeowner's daughter had left the garage door open and a box of barbecue potato chips had beckoned the drunken women. And here's a funny one. Number five, a theft of close to 5,000 pounds of lobster. And the headline reads, crustacean crime, 4,800 pounds of lobster stolen in Cape Sable Island. And the police estimated lobster was worth around $30,000. So that's a lot of lobster. Number six, the large-scale tampering with potatoes on Prince Edward Island. And the headline reads, 5,000K offer to catch Prince Edward Island's potato tampering terrorizer. Why would anyone want to tamper with PEI potatoes? Those have to be like most favorite potatoes in the world. Number seven, the guy who casually walked into a store, shoved $1,500 worth of chewing gum into a garbage bag and left. Police dubbed him the Fresh Breath Bandit. And the caption is, like the most casual thief ever, I would have just paid for the gum. But unless he was broke, that it seems to be the stupidest thing to steal, but probably the easiest thing to steal. Number eight, the man who broke into a BC home and behaved like a house guest until the owners got home. And here's the headline for that. This guy broke into a house and showered, did chores, and wrote an amazing diary entry. Quote, he was trying to be neighborly. Well, either way, I'd probably still call the police. Like, who does that? Number nine, the woman who got carried away at a hockey game. And the headline is, woman arrested after drunken on-ice striptease at men's rec league hockey game. Well, that must have been one heck of a show for for those men. They probably very well enjoyed it. Number 10. Snowplow operator who smashed this woman's car. You can see the picture on the website. And it goes like this. Cape Breton snowplow destroys woman's car. Department of Transportation says it's not responsible for anything left within 20 meters of right-of-way. I would be very, very upset. And that's why you don't park your car on the road. And here's another funny, probably most Canadian one ever. Number 11. The snowplow operator and Zamboni driver who got smashed and went to work. And the headline goes like this. Oh my god, Canadian cops cars, a snowplow, and a Zamboni driver with drunk driving. Winter is here. Number 12. That time, Calgary cops were caught on video having a street race to Tim Hortons. So, that just shows you how much we love our Tim Hortons. Quote, the Calgary Police Service has no choice but to launch an internal investigation into the alleged green light drag to a Southeast Tim Hortons because there was no way to ignore it, reported the Calgary Sun. Us Canadians really do love our Tim Hortons, or a majority of us do. Number 13, when someone stole a moose sculpture from the New Brunswick exhibition. And it was apparently missing for quite a while and might still be on the loose. Who knows? That was quite a while ago. But seriously, a moose statue? Who steals a moose statue? Number 14, when someone stole this person's winter essentials. So this guy, person goes by Lentz on Twitter, and he posted, pretty sure I experienced the most Canadian crime ever today. My ice chipper and shovel were stolen. Guess I can't shovel my walk today. Hashtag A. That's why you leave them inside the door. Then you don't have to worry about them being stolen. Number 15, when a kid stole a school bus and drove it to his friends, and his friends, to a Tim Hortons. Can't get more Canadian than that. Hamilton police charged teen after school bus joyride to Tim Hortons. Quote, police say that they got wind of a joyride on Wednesday night when three youths were seen getting out of a bus near a Tim Hortons location at 10:30. He reported CP24. Number 16. Another Tim Hortons. When this guy really needed his Tim's coffee. And it goes like this. Double, double, trouble. Nova Scotia man arrested after breaking into Tim Hortons making coffee. Nova Scotia RCMP said a 22-year-old Conkrell Mills man faces charges of break and enter as well as mischief in relation to the early morning incident. Yeah, gotta have your Tim Hortons. Number 17, when a hockey player got drunk and crashed his fancy truck into a Tim Hortons. Well, I guess you shouldn't have crashed your car into a Tim Hortons. Or gotten drunk. Drinking and driving is bad, kids. Number 18, when a guy robbed a convenience store by brandishing a snow scraper as a weapon. Wow, I can just say you can check out this photo on the BuzzFeed website with the link from November 21st, 2015. And he is literally trying to rob the place with a snow brush. Number 19, when a hockey parent went too far. Another thing we love is our hockey. BC Chief Justice orders mother to stop contacting son's hockey coach, NHL officials. Well, that's just creepy. Yup. Number 20. And when this guy tried to evade cops by paddling a canoe, and it's from CBC Canadian News Twitter, it's a picture with a man in a canoe, and it says, Halifax man arrested after fleeing from police in a canoe. Well, maybe that will learn ya. 21. This monster. And this is from another Twitter page called ScanBC. And it says, hashtag Vancouver police are responding to Adanic Community Garden for reports that a male is picking tomatoes that are not his. Maybe the guy just really wanted some tomatoes. Like, who wouldn't? Number 22, the two guys who stole almost $30,000 worth of high-end hockey sticks. Yeah, they were in and out, apparently, pretty quickly. Number 23, the Calgary man who was arrested after riding the sky on a lawn chair attached to balloons. He hoped to make an impressive landing at the Calgary Stampede. Now that is fairly funny. Quote, I did anticipate they would be a little upset, unquote, Daniel Borreri said when asked what police thought of his stunt. Quote, it's already worse than I thought it would be, unquote. Number 24, the guy who pulled the snow removal scam in 2011. I really suck at this. So it goes like this. Man charged in snow removal scam targeting seniors. A 30-year-old Toronto man faces multiple fraud charges after he allegedly swindled seniors out of money for snow removal services he never performed. And here's the article. A 30-year-old Toronto man basically the same thing under the quote. Earlier this winter, a man went door-to-door in North York offering to shovel driveways in exchange for advance payment, said Toronto Police Department Constable Chris Devereaux of 32 Division. See, that's low. You don't go scam our seniors. That is like the lowest of low. Number 25, the guy who took the scam to the next level in 2015. And it goes like this. No-show GTA snowplow company facing 68 charges. How do you scam 68 people? Number 26. The people who executed a municipal level snow scam in Montreal. Yeah, I can't really say much for them. Number 27. Man drives assault victim to hospital after he allegedly stabbed him. Quote, Halifax police say a 20-year-old man is facing charges after he allegedly stabbed someone and then drove the victim to the hospital, unquote, reported CTV News. Number 28, we have a winner. This is posted by CBC Saskatchewan on their Twitter page. Deer stolen after Moose Jaw man attacked with bear spray. So, apparently these people attacked a victim with bear spray, and then, while he was injured, stole his beer. Like, come on, people, it's just beer. Go out and buy some. Anyways, that's the end of the list. Before I go, I just want to do some minor housekeeping with you. I have received an email back in January, which I honestly forgot to throw into one of my January episodes. But I just want to thank Heather from the Left Behind podcast for your email review. I really appreciate it. And I'm very glad that you got some great suggestions from my most recent episode with all my podcast reviews on it. You can go back and check it out if you need some of those reviews. It was my very first episode for 2018. Anyways, you can always reach me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or through email at thesaltycanadian2017@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. I had mentioned in my update that I am going to be doing a sticker giveaway, so I will be announcing further details probably mid-March. Just waiting on a few podcasters to send me their stickers so that I can get a nice picture of all of them together and explain the contest then. Feel free to hop over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review my show. Let's get it up on iTunes where it can be found and seen for others to enjoy. As always, I am very grateful of everyone who has supported me. We are coming up to almost a year and a half since I started the podcast. So in July of this year, it will be a 1 year, and I hopefully am going to have something fun planned for then as well. I may do another big giveaway, but we will have to see what goes on with that. But anyways, like always, I will post all my links in the description for the podcast. So please feel free to reach out to me with anything that you feel you need to. Oh, just one last thing before I leave you to listen to a trailer from one of my podcaster friends. If you didn't catch it in the beginning, be sure to head over to my Patreon and check out my very first episode for the Salty Canadian Special Edition. It's just a $2 donation a month to get those special episodes. Have a great day, and don't be salty, eh?
Hey y'all, Jen and Lindsay here from the Corpus Delicti podcast, here to tell you to check out our show.
If true crime's your thing, it's ours too. Just a little dash of lightheartedness and a hint of southern charm.
Serial killers, controversial cases, historical hallmarks, we've got it all.
So just join us every Tuesday on iTunes, Podbean, or many other podcast apps as we dive into compelling cases and crack them open for you.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's CORPUS. DELICTI.
See you Tuesday.